Hi there, welcome to your show. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani and the show team. We have Rich, Michael, and Pedro in their posts right now, ready to help out in various capacities. That's screening, producing, and monitoring social media. And Debbie, on this program, we do a little bit of everything.
We laugh,
we cry, we pray, we lift one another up. And today, we're going to laugh a little bit.
A little bit of levity is great, Jerry, and we are going to laugh a lot today because you guys fill up the phone lines plus for the whole entire hour because this is give us your best clean joke. That's right. We do this about four times a year. It's very, very popular. Everybody gets their best jokes ready. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. It's super fun. We get to laugh together, like Jerry said, and we just feel good. We're releasing those feel-good hormones, right? Which then we'll have the best Tuesday ever. So here is the number. Start dialing in with your best clean joke. Now, you will give your joke to Rich Jesse first. He's our call screener today, and he will approve it. Then you'll be waiting, and you'll just slip right in, share your joke with the world on stage. Oh, how exciting is that? And then you'll get on with your day, and you can listen and laugh the rest of the hour. So the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986.
Did you hear the rumor about butter? Never mind. I shouldn't be spreading it.
Oh, my goodness. Did you just get that one today? Did you look it up?
I looked it up, yeah, online.
Okay, that was really good. You shouldn't be spreading it. I like that. I'm going to have to remember that one. I'm going to have to. I gave my joke yesterday. Now I can't even remember it. Remember the joke I gave you about Adam and Eve? Oh, no. Was it Adam and Eve? No, it was about the Apple computer, something like that.
Yeah, right. That was off the air, though.
I know, but I can't remember it. You see, Jerry? I know. It's very sad. It's very sad. That's why I need this show more than ever, just to kind of refresh my memory. Look at the phone lines light up. Everybody's getting their jokes ready. You don't have to be Catholic. You're part of the Take Two family. This is our Give Us Your Best Clean Joke show today. And it's all about just spreading the laughter, spreading the love, having a little enjoyment together as the Take Two family. So if you want to join in on the action, join in on the fun, you got to call in 833-288-3986.
All right, I have another one for you. What do you call a line of people waiting for a haircut?
What?
A barbecue.
Okay, see, there's something that we have to let the Take Two family in on. Jerry and I have really and truly been asked to leave restaurants because we've been laughing so hard. Okay, where was it, in Tennessee or Missouri? Where were we? Where the manager came up and said, "Could you stop laughing or leave?"
Do you remember? Somewhere in California.
Yeah. Oh, it was California. It's terrible, folks. So we do love to laugh. That was really good, Jerry. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
You're getting funny in your old age.
Looks like a lot of other people have jokes to share as well because the phone lines are filling up fast. There is just one line open. This is our quarterly Give Us Your Best Clean Joke program, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Why delay any longer, Debbie? I think we can go to the calls because they are ready.
Yes, absolutely. You didn't even laugh at my little joke there where I said you're getting funnier in your old age. You didn't laugh. You just rolled right past it. I understand.
I'm getting a lot of things in my old age.
Okay, let's go to Mike and let's start laughing in Kansas City, Missouri on the EWTN app. Mike, this is a very a beautiful position to be in because you're going to lead the way for this best clean joke show.
Good morning, Jerry and Debbie. How are you guys doing today?
We're all right. Yeah. How about you?
Good. As I told the call screener, my father passed away this past February, and this is one of his favorite jokes, and I said it at his funeral mass and the visitation the night before. So there's this ice fisherman, and he decides to go out and fish for the day, so he goes out to the pond. And he cuts a hole in the ice and puts his line down. And he's fishing for a little bit, and he hears a voice say, "You can't fish here." So the guy kind of looked up, didn't see anyone around. So he's like, "Oh, okay." So he moved over 10 foot, cut another hole in the ice, and put his line back down and starts fishing again, and he hears the voice again. And the voice says, "I told you, you can't fish here." So the guy looks up and goes, "God, is that you?" And the voice goes again, "No, I'm the in-rink hockey announcer."
Oh, my. That's good. I didn't see that coming.
That was from your dad? That was your dad's joke?
Yeah, it was. My dad was kind of a jokester, so he had a whole bunch of them, and that's the one I can remember at the top of my head at the moment. So,
I love that. What is it like to have a dad who's a jokester? I wouldn't know. My dad was pretty serious.
it makes life interesting, but no, I kind of said at his funeral mass, you know, my dad, he wasn't, you know, a man of many words, so I said, he's kind of like Saint Joseph in the Bible. You know, there's not a lot of quotes from Saint Joseph in the Bible, but you know, he led by example, and my dad was a convert to the faith when he married my mom, and lost my mom about going on now 4 years ago, and then I just lost my dad. So, and I was an only child, so we were all three were pretty close, and we just tried our best to imitate the Holy Family, but you know, we're human and we make mistakes. Sure. So, but we, you know, I learned from my parents I learned Catholic faith from my mom, and then my dad, you know, led by example, and my mom tried to live by the Beatitudes, and so we just try our best. And Jerry, I'll keep you in my prayers. Right before my dad passed, I called in before. I was about a year ago, but I felt the call to become a permanent deacon. Great. And so I was about ready to start that process here in my local diocese. And then, you know, like the old joke goes, you know, when if you want to make plans, you know, God laughs when you make plans.
Yeah. All right, Mike, we're getting close to the break. You hear that music there. Sorry to jump in on you there, but what a great joke to get us started with here. I'll keep you in my prayers, and thank you for your prayers for me, Mike. I appreciate it so much. Chris and Anissa and Kathy and the others coming up. Give us your best clean joke today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
You'll turn to me and laugh about today.
You're a longtime member, even a short-time member of the Take Two family. You know that we cover everything, every aspect of life, and you know, telling jokes is a part of life. And sometimes you do it at work, around the water cooler. Sometimes you do it with your friends. You text jokes, tell them in different gatherings and settings. And that's what we're doing today. Once every 3 months, we say, give us your best clean joke. And you could do that right now at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we have an ebook to tell you about, Praying with the Popes. It'll help guide you in prayer. And you'll find comfort from the words Jesus spoke to Peter. Okay, so Praying with the Popes ebook. It's available at ewtn.com/chairofst.peter today, and this is absolutely free. So go to, again, ewtn.com/chairofst.peter for your free ebook.
Beautiful. Okay, so Michael McCall, our producer, is multi-talented. He is a trained comedian, and he is being so kind to me today because I am unable to tell jokes today because I didn't look any up like Jerry did and become prepared because I was telling my jokes yesterday. Okay, I was one day ahead. And so Michael's feeding me jokes, and here's one for you, Jerry. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which side of a cat has the most fur?
The left side?
The outside.
Oh, the outside.
I think that was funny.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Very
actually.
Good. Thank you, Michael. You're too kind. Anissa's up next in Kelton, Connecticut on EWTN.com. Anissa, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello. Thank you for accepting my call.
Sure.
All right. So my joke is, I used to be addicted to the Hokey Pokey, but then I turned myself around.
Oh,
did you make that up, Anissa? That sounds like something you might have made up, or did you hear that somewhere?
I got it off Reader's Digest. They have really good jokes.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. That's where my dad used to get them all, too. I love that. Anissa, that was great. And I love the way you delivered the joke, too. I think that, don't you think it's like 90% in the delivery, Anissa?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
You did great. I would give you, an A-plus for that one. Thank you. Where just real quickly, where is Kelton, Connecticut? I'm just curious.
Shelton is close to Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Okay, got you. Okay, good. Very nice. Very nice.
Great. Thank you, Anissa. Appreciate you being part of our Best Clean Joke broadcast here. There's a line open there. We're having a little bit of levity here on the program today, and we are asking you, what is your best clean joke? And you can call in with that right now at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Those of you on the line, be patient. Every one of you will get on the program in the order that you called. Kathy is in Ozark, Missouri, listening today on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Debbie. God bless you.
Thank you. Hi, Kathy.
I'm having a great day because I get to be on EWTN. What else is there except for being a saint?
That's right.
That's right. Amen. So go right ahead. Give us your best clean joke.
It's not a one-liner, but everybody's kind of scared of confession, I think. And, you know, I'm going to help them out today because who really needs to be scared? I live in the Bible Belt, Christian County. Jesus is on the billboard, and I go to St. Joseph, the Worker Catholic Church. Father Timothy Tron, and he doesn't care if I mention his name, is a highlight of everyone's life. He tells jokes in every homily. God bless him. Sometimes, though, we have a visiting priest, and that priest tells, too. Well, let me get to the joke. Okay, so I'm going to confession. Okay, I get in there, and I said, bless me, Father, I've sinned. My last confession was only a week ago. I said, well, you know what? I didn't really do this thing the first time. I was just there, and it happened. And it was a sin, but I really wasn't participating. Okay, I went there again, waiting for that sin to happen, because I really did like it, and it didn't happen. So I kind of made it happen, and I'm trying to be clean here. So, you know, Father heard what I said, and he knew what the sin was. And, oh, my gosh, he looked up at the ceiling to find the Son, I guess, the Son of God. Well, he is Jesus. And he said, don't you have anything better to do with your time? I mean, I washed all my clothes in the closet again. They were already clean. I'm still cleaning today as we're speaking. Amen.
Okay, so now, give me the background. Okay, I want to make sure I understand this. Is this the joke that your pastor told?
No, I went in the confession and actually did that. But he does tell jokes that ever homily.
Okay, this is
a
real... Okay, got it.
The whole congregation laughs, and we wait for a joke every week. That's right. One week he actually said, I'm not going to tell you a joke. I said, Father, get in there and figure out a joke.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the only reason we're here is to hear your joke. You know?
Oh, my goodness. So, Kathy, have you ever done any stand-up comedy?
Blue Room. The Blue Room is Springfield. I did it twice. And I did about Jim Carrey the first time, you know, 100 Reasons Why I Love Him. The next time I did transgender joke, that was a good one. Everybody loved it.
Well, you know, I give you a lot of credit to do that because I think delivering jokes and getting people to laugh and relax and to really walk through you with this journey of laughter and those beautiful feel-good emotions, I think it's a definite art. So God bless you, Kathy, for having the confidence and the ability to do it.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I would always love to do it. Yeah. I've got a lot of friends that tried it and they got booed off stage. Seriously.
I would make a suggestion to your friends. Don't drink. Everybody that drank got up there and said, oh God, I can't remember what I was going to say. And God wasn't helping them because they were so drunk. Oh yeah.
That's a good point. They probably had a drink to relax and then they forgot everything. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for brightening our day. That was beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to go to Jim next in Toledo, Ohio, listening, of course, on Annunciation Radio today. Hi, Jim. Welcome to our Clean Jokes program.
Oh, hi. I'm kind of like them ones that used to tell the ones around the water fountain. And my favorite thing to do was to tell a new joke and see how long it took to get back to me somebody telling me the same joke.
Right.
So I have a real quick one for you.
Okay.
They have done theological research, and they've come up and realized that Adam and Eve were not Cajun.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they had been, they would have ate the snake.
That's a good one. Do they eat snakes in Cajun country? I guess maybe they do.
I don't know. It just sounded funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Jim, can I ask you a question? How often do you laugh during the day? I'm just curious.
Oh, I'm always on Facebook and stuff like that, looking for new jokes, new funny things to see.
Yeah. You can tell, Jim, because you have a lightness in your speech. Your speech is not heavy. If you've ever noticed somebody who can laugh well, their communication style is very beautiful and light. And so you have that, Jim.
Yeah. I have to have a sense of humor considering some of the stuff that's happened to me in my life. And going through some right now, too.
The prayer book is never far away from Debbie, Jim.
I have it.
So she's got it. She'll put your. She's. I'm sure she has your name in there already, Jim. For the whole Take Two family to be praying for you.
It's the third joke I've told you. Over time.
Oh, okay, good. You've been with us before.
No. I always look forward to when you do this.
Good. I think a lot of other people do too, Jim. So, thanks for sharing that joke. We appreciate it so much, and we'll be praying for you and all of the Take Two family will as well. Mm-hmm. Give us your best clean joke today on the program, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Diane is in Houston. She has us on Guadalupe Radio Network today. Hi, Diane.
Hello. It's so good to you too.
Likewise. How are you doing today?
Well, just fine.
Good. Thank God for that.
Okay, so my joke is a Catholic priest was talking to his friend, who is a Jewish rabbi. Mm-hmm. And the priest said to the rabbi, "So, when are you going to start eating pork?" And the Jewish rabbi thought for a minute, then said to the priest, "At your wedding."
That's a good one. Yeah,
because it's never going to happen. Okay, I love it. Yeah. That is so good. Diane, I love the way you pause in between delivering the joke. Yeah. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
I usually listen to your program, but not during the day. I always catch it in the evening about 11 o'clock here.
Yeah.
And so last night I was listening to it, and you were advertising that you were going to do the joke show. And I thought, oh my gosh, I even set an alarm so I could call in and do this joke. So
that's dedication. I love that. And you got in on the first set of calls. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, I was ready.
Good for you, Diane.
So
way to go.
Thank you both for everything that you do, and when I listen to you, I always get something great out of the program, and I really appreciate your ministry.
Thank you, Diane, so
thank
much.
Thank you, Diane.
You're a big part of it. You and Take Two Family, it is your show. Thank you, Diane. We appreciate your joke. And we also appreciate, Debbie, the reminder that we do have the encore of this broadcast. Some people may not be aware of that. Most of our listeners are, but it airs live right now at this time, noon Eastern time, and also midnight Eastern time, the encore, the replay of each day's broadcast. So if you don't catch us live, maybe you're a night owl. You can stay up and listen to the encore at night.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, we're going to Jennifer next, and she's in South Hadley, Massachusetts, on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the Joke Show.
Hi, Debbie. Nice to hear from you. my joke, my kids argue with me about this joke now that they're in the TLM Latin Mass Choir. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell the joke the way it's said, though. How many syllables are in the word Gloria?
I'm counting three.
18.
Gloria.
That's wonderful.
Goodness, that was great.
But there's some other Gloria that they do at our parish the past couple of Christmases, like 27 or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, that was fantastic. Yeah. I love that. Oh, my goodness. Jennifer, that was a home run. You did great.
Thank you for making us laugh today. Everybody needs it.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, yeah. Jennifer. Definitely today. I know. We got a lot of heavy news out there, and it's just we do need laughter just to keep us going. Right, Jer?
Yeah, indeed. Mm-hmm. We're going to get the next joke from Irma, who is also a Guadalupe Radio Network listener in Houston today. Hi, Irma. Welcome to our program, your program.
Hello.
Hi.
My joke is of two friends. One was black, one was Caucasian, and they kept saying, "No, Jesus is black. No, he's white."
Irma, we can't hear. We're having a little trouble. Irma, we're having a little bit of trouble hearing your. We want to make sure that we hear it and get a good laugh out of it. So, I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or if you can talk right into your phone, that would be helpful.
Yes, there were two friends. Mm-hmm. One was black, one was white, and they said, one said, "Oh, Jesus is black. No, he's white." And unfortunately, they got into a car crash at the same time and passed away. They go to meet Jesus, and Jesus says, "Buenos días, ¿cómo estás?"
That's good. Yeah, well, Jesus he's the universal savior. So
that's exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, I love it. Irma, that was precious. Thank you so much for putting a smile on our faces. A great job. We got two calls back-to-back from Houston, Texas. Everybody in Houston must have a lot of a good sense of humor and a lot of laughter today. So well done, Irma.
All right. Abraham is on the road in Illinois listening on iHeartRadio today. Hi, Abraham.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Pretty well. Glad that you called in.
Okay, my joke. A patient walks into the ER about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and nurse goes in and does the triage. And she leaves the room a little bit concerned. She goes straight to the doctor. She says, Doctor, I got a patient over here, and I'm concerned. And she says, "Hey," the doctor says, "Well, what's wrong?" "Well, everything's all, you know, he checks out all okay, except he thinks he's invisible." And the doctor ponders a little bit. He puts his hand up to his chin, starts scratching it, says, He reaches over, puts his hand on the nurse's shoulder, and says, "Tell the patient, tell him I can't see him right now."
That was good. I was wondering where that one was going. I didn't
Me
see
too.
The punchline coming on that one, Abraham.
That was really good. Yeah. Good job. Okay, so you're on the road in Illinois, so drive safely, okay?
Okay. One more, if I can. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Yes.
Why?
To prove to the possum it could be done.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Abraham. Do be safe, as Debbie
said.
Yes,
safe
driving. We want you to be a safe and happy and joyful member of the Take Two family. Thanks for calling in. Ethel is coming up. We have a lot of you to get to. Angel, Carol, Michael, Mary. Not necessarily in that order. I'm just reading the board right now. It's our best clean joke show today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you.
Turn to me and laugh.
Little Take Two jingle for the Give Me Your Best Clean Joke show, Jerry, just makes me laugh. I think it's so beautiful. And it's very upbeat. So we tried to add those little music beds for you, the Take Two family, so that we can keep the mood going the entire hour. So back to the phones, we shall go with the best clean jokes. And Ethel is up next in Lafayette, Louisiana. On Catholic radio for Help me out with this, Jerry. I've never seen this radio station before.
Acadiana, I think.
Acadiana.
Is how you say
okay,
that.
Beautiful. Thank you, Ethel, for calling in.
Hello. How are you all today?
We're
good.
Doing
how
great.
Are you doing?
Okay, I have a little joke for y'all.
Okay.
This lady, she married this very rich man, and he told her, whenever I die, I want you to bury me with that $1 million that I have. She says, okay, I will. The man passed. The day of the funeral, her girlfriend asked her, did you put that $1 million in his coffin? She says, yes, I did. She says, oh, my God, I can't believe you did. She says, I wrote him out a check. If he can cash it in heaven, it would be so good.
Ethel, I have to tell you, I just love your laugh. You have the best laugh in the world.
Every time I say it, I laugh. One of my friends. Ethel,
you have an infectious
says,
laugh.
Ethel, you said this joke before. I said, yeah, but she said you're laughing like you've never said it before. I think it's so funny.
Oh, well, you know what's... You know what's really funny about it, Ethel? If God forbid my husband were to pass before me, I think I'm going to do that because he's always saying I owe him money, so I'm going to put a check in there. And I really
it's
will
fine.
Be.
They see that my cash is fine.
Oh,
oh my God.
You are so beautiful. God bless you.
Pull ourselves together here.
What a great laugh. What a great laugh.
Yes,
you're amazing.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Ethel. God bless you. I just thought of one that one of my seminarian brothers told. He's a magician, actually.
Oh, wow.
So he says the magician, you know, he did a magic trick with his sister. He did that, you know, saw your sister in half, you know, the person in half.
Yeah.
You know, that trick, that magic trick. Yeah, now
well, you're
she's
talking
his
to a magician's assistant, so I get it. Go ahead. Yeah.
Now she's his half-sister.
Okay, I have to tell my sister that we both did. We both were magician's assistants. That's hilarious. Help me out with this for just again one more time. So, is that are you familiar with the radio station? I want to look up the radio station. That's so cool. Is that a new affiliate we have? That's
might
so
be,
neat.
Yeah.
Wow. If you're brand new and carrying Take Two Live, thank you so very much because Ethel loves it and she's got a great laugh. She should be on your pledge drives.
Thanks again, Ethel.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Ethel.
Your beautiful laugh. Michael is in Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, where I have been many times. Debbie's been many times. Michael, hope you're having a good
you
day.
Too.
Welcome to the Joke Show.
We're waving to you, Michael.
Hi. Hi. Good morning. Good morning, Jerry and Debbie. Good to be back on the show. Good to hear your voices. And
yeah.
Happened to at Phoenix Airport and just happened to tune into YouTube, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, I got a call. So so anyway, my joke is about, so there's an Irish lady who retires at 65, and she's an Irish American. She lives in Butte, Montana, which has the highest concentration per capita of Irish in the United States. And so she says, well, you know, I'm going to go on a pilgrimage to Ireland, you know, see all the holy sites and everything. So she flies out there and spends a couple weeks there, and then she flies back into JFK Airport in New York, and she has a bunch of souvenirs and all kinds of goodies, and so she has to go through customs, and then the customs agent asks her to open her bag, goes through almost everything, and he sees a particular strange-looking bottle that's clear, has clear liquid in it, and so it looks suspicious. So he asked her to, you know, to take it and open it for him. And he says, well, you know, darling, I really prefer not to open that. It's just something very dear to me, very personal. And then the customs agent says, ma'am, with all due respect, you know, I understand. I'm not accusing you of anything wrongdoing or potential wrongdoing. But I just, you know, for security here in the United States and our airports, you know, because of terrorism, we have to just, you know, we have to inspect things that look odd or, you know, abnormal. As well, sir, I appreciate your consideration, but you see, it's just something very, very dear to my heart. I really prefer not to open that. And so the customs agent said the third time, said, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to take that bottle, open it for me, or otherwise we're going to have to detain you and question you. Oh dear. Well, if very well if you insist, and so he takes and he gives her the bottle and hands her the bottle. She opens the lid. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She gives the bottle to him. He examines it. It's clear, nothing abnormal. And then he opens the cap, the top, and then he sniffs it, and it smells of strongly of very strong vodka or some type of weird gin vodka mix or whatever, but it's clear. And he says, "Ma'am, this is very strong alcohol." And she said, "Oh, glory be to St. Patrick and the miracle."
Oh, I love your Irish brogue, Michael.
Oh, it's fun. I love imitating accent, you know, people's accents.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
yeah.
a quick one in Spanish that I could translate it really fast. I'm going to tell you what. Let me do it in English, but it doesn't quite translate. Can I do it really quick? It's really short. It's
sure,
a riddle.
Go ahead. Sure.
Okay, so what do you call the champion of Japanese scuba diving? And you say, touch bottom. So in Spanish, you say, ¿Cómo se llama el campeón de buceo japonés? Toco fondo. So like you know, like it sounds like a Japanese name, toco fondo, right?
Yeah.
touch the ground, touch the bottom, and then what is the name of the number two, the sub champion, and it's almost touch. So it's como se llama sub campeón, casi toco.
Good stuff.
Michael, that's awesome. It sounds pretty quiet at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Normally it's very loud, so you're in a good place wherever you're sitting.
Well, the Sky Harbor Airport, it's an excellent airport. I mean, Jerry, you've been there probably a million times, but yeah, it's a beautiful airport, and mm-hmm. it's got, you know, the speakers are very quiet for the most part.
Mm, yeah.
So,
yeah. Absolutely. I agree with you. I know it well. I'm in Southeast Valley of Phoenix, so I know it very well. Michael, you're awesome. Safe traveling. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was a beautiful call. It turns out that Ethel was calling in from Christ Our King Radio. That's what we thought. Christ Our King Radio, a great affiliate who listens and plays Take Two. That is wonderful. And so thank you so much. We love that the station. You guys do a great job because your listeners contact us all the time and tell us they love Take Two. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, Angel is in Perrysburg, Ohio. One of our Take Two Angels. It's Angel mm-hmm. in Perrysburg listening on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Angel.
Hi, darling. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Debbie, my eye surgery went unbelievably well.
Praise God. Praise God. Yes. We prayed to St. Lucy, so I'm so glad.
Oh,
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I love you. The doctor said to my daughter, I don't think it's going to work. After he did it, he was really unsure. Mm-hmm. And my bandage fell off about 4 hours later. I'd never seen anything so beautiful in my life.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's so amazing.
Well, we're grateful to God. And thank you for trusting us and allowing us to pray for it. So we're so grateful.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I had just a light white veil, which the doctor said should go away in about a month. But other than that, it's great. My dad was really a big jokester. He was Irish-British, and he used to say that my mother's shoe size was 9.5, 9 cows and a half a bushel of tax. And he used to say that when she shopped, he could always tell because the cedar chest would start hissing. He told me one that made Reader's Digest. I sent it out for him, and there were two babies in the nursery laying in their little glass beds, and the little girl said to the baby next to her, "What are you? Are you a girl or a boy?" He said, "I'm a boy." And he lifted up his nightgown and said, "Look, blue booties."
Blue booties.
That's so cute.
What's the 199 thumb? A centipede with a wooden leg.
Oh, my goodness.
Love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. And it's good to hear you laugh. You sound fantastic, Angel. We're so happy. And we'll continue to pray for all the other intentions that you've added to the prayer book as well. So just know we keep going. And And we love you. And I have to tell you, I love British humor. I think it's you know, some of the shows that were on TV, the good, clean shows that were on TV that were British humor based shows were some of the funniest I've ever seen in my life. So I agree with you. If you do have a family member whose heritage is that, you're pretty lucky. It's sometimes it can be dry, a little dry sense of humor, but it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you pray for Eric, too, because he's coming home, hopefully, Thursday.
Oh, good.
But he's up for a possibly to be amputee, his left leg, if he doesn't heal. So please pray for us. Okay.
Absolutely.
We will, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I just moved the prayer book over. We put Eric. Okay, we got it, Angel. Okay, stay well and keep us posted, okay?
It's going to be good. I just feel it. I hope.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Okay.
God
keep
bless
the
you,
hope
Angel. Thank
and
you.
The joy. Yep.
Yeah.
I have to tell you something. You know, Angel was talking about newborns in the nursery at hospitals. You know, I miss the days. I really do. And I will tell you, I happened to visit the nursery recently. This isn't a joke. It's serious. It just made me think of it that Angel said it. But they used to really identify the babies in pink little cap or blue cap or blue booties or like she was talking about. Now they don't do that anymore. They're doing color neutral stuff. It's very confusing.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of confusion in our society today. So.
Well, I felt bad because I actually told her father that he had the most beautiful little girl, and he said it's a boy. It's unfortunate we have to do that, but you know, anyway. But that's not a joke. That's a serious thing. Okay, we're going to Carol. Carol's in Virginia, and Carol's on the EWTN app. Hi, Carol. Make us laugh, please.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Jerry. Thanks
Hi,
for
Carol.
Taking my call.
Sure.
I'm not sure if this is a funny joke or not because it's so ancient. My father's favorite joke when I was young and starting off to college. In those days, they used to telegraph each other if you need anything, you know, at school. So anyway, this one man's son went to college and he sent his dad a telegraph, and it said, you know, you have to keep the words down for the money, you know. And his son said, "No mun, no fun, your son." So dad wrote back and said, "Too bad, so sad, your dad." That's my dad's joke.
Yeah, did your dad have, did some of you go to college? Did he really have an opportunity to maybe write a letter like that, I wonder?
Yes, exactly, yeah. We went to Western Union and sent them home, you know.
Sure,
but the cheaper, you know, you don't use many letters, you know, no mun, no fun, your son. Too bad, so sad, your dad. You got the point.
Yes, right.
I love it. That's a classic. I love it. Carol, way to go. Thank you so much for making us laugh today. Okay, now Carol's going to free that phone line in just a moment, Jerry, and I just want to give the number because we still have time for the next set of calls to come in and give us their best clean joke. You don't have to be Catholic to do this. We would like you to participate because we're not going to do this again for another 3 months, so we'd love to hear from you at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And I just want to say something. I have been giggling the whole time because Michael McCall told us a joke on break. I know I'm going to botch it, but I just think it's hilarious. Every time I think about it, I chuckle. Is when he said that the joke where he said, my husband and I don't want to have kids, or we decided not to have kids. We think we're going to tell him tonight at dinner. I just think that's hilarious.
Sounds like a Dr. Ray joke.
Exactly. Exactly. That's hilarious. Okay, Mary is in Lafayette, Louisiana on Christ Our King Radio. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi. My joke is a Texas joke. Do y'all know Bujo and Thibodeau?
Say that again, Mary.
Bujo and Thibodeau. Well, anyway, Bujo was in the car. And Thibodeau was outside the car, and he said, "Thibodeau, check and see if my blinker is working." So he goes and looks at it, and he comes back, and he says, "May yeah, may no, may yeah, may no."
Okay.
I have to tell you, you have the most precious voice, Mary. I love the delivery. Yeah, I love the delivery, the laughter, everybody giggling, everybody just showing that they can really have that beautiful, wonderful Christian sense of humor. It's beautiful. Mary, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you as
too.
Well.
Yeah.
I love the Take-Two family. We have the best family.
We do. Yeah, it's a great listening family and love their participation in the program each and every day, especially on a day like this when we're doing the Best Clean Joke Show. I want to mention real quickly before we go back to our next joke, the Bible in a Year and the Catechism in a Year are heard every night on EWTN Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Father Mike Schmitz, you probably know who he is. If you don't, get acquainted with him by listening or watching these beautiful productions. He presents the Catechism of the Catholic Church and the entire Bible in 365 episodes. So if you've ever wanted to understand what it means to be Catholic from both Scripture and the Catechism and allow those truths to shape your life, this is for you. Again, it's 10 p.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio.
Okay, we're going back to the phones. Al in Panama City, Florida, on the iHeartRadio app. Hi, Al. Welcome back to the program.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Al.
We're doing well. Thank you so much for calling.
Good. Well, here's my joke. As my wife and I get older, every now and then, my wife will get on her little pity party and look in the mirror and be like, oh, you're going to get rid of me for somebody younger. And I always tell her this joke. There's this old man walking down the road, and he looks down at the curb and sees this big old bullfrog. And the bullfrog looks up and says, hey, mister, pick me up. And the guy says, I'll be darned, a talking bullfrog. And the bullfrog says, look, I'm not actually a bullfrog. I'm actually an enchanted princess. And if you give me a kiss and turn me back into the princess, I'm very young, I'm very beautiful. I'll be at your side the rest of your life and answer any whim you could ever have. And he says, I'll be darned. And he sticks a frog in his pocket. And the frog says, hey, aren't you going to give me a kiss? He says, honey, at my age, I'd rather have a talking bullfrog. So,
oh, that is good.
Oh, my goodness.
Does your wife appreciate that joke, Al? I hope.
She just rolls her eyes and giggles.
Oh, I love it. You have such a good sense of humor, Al.
Yeah, no, you have to in life.
I know.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's fun to laugh. Be serious when you got to be. Other than that, have a good time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Definitely. For sure. Al, thank you so much. God bless you in the beautiful state of Florida. Okay, Jeff, and we're going back to Texas, Jerry. Jeff in Irving, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Jeff. Take it away.
Hi. Okay, so there's these two guys up in Appalachia somewhere, and there had been a flood, a terrible storm. So they're looking out over their two properties are looking out over the high water, and they see this hat on top of the floodwaters, and it's kind of going back and forth and back and forth, but it's also kind of coming closer and closer to them. And so the one asks the other, what in the heck is that? And the other one says, oh, that's just Caleb. He said he was going to mow his lawn come hell or high water.
Oh, boy. That is good. That is
very
good one,
good.
Jeff. Yeah. Did you make that up, Jeff, or did you find that somewhere? Did somebody tell you that one?
Well, no, I heard it on YouTube somewhere. I can't remember. Two actual guys from, I don't know, the Ozarks or somewhere, judging by their accent, but I thought it was hilarious.
It is. It's very funny. Yeah, I didn't see the punchline coming on that one either. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right,
that was awesome.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to New York, the upstate New York. Tom in Buffalo on the Station of the Cross. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. I got a joke for you.
Okay.
So a Franciscan, a Dominican, and a Jesuit die, and they're standing in front of St. Peter at the Pearly Gates. The Jesuit goes up first. St. Peter looks at a sheet, checks it over carefully, says, all right, everything looks good. You can go on in. So the pearly gates open up, and there's an enormous fanfare for him. The angels come out blowing trumpets. The saints are all out there. Blessed Thomas Aquinas, St. Dominic. and they let him in with choirs of angels. Next up is the Jesuit. He goes up to St. Peter. St. Peter looks at his sheet. After a while, he says, all right, everything looks good. You can come on in too. So the gates open up, and even the Blessed Virgin Mary comes out to welcome him in with an even larger fanfare. Mm-hmm. Finally, the Franciscan, who's seen all this and is very excited, he's been waiting a while. He goes up to St. Peter. St. Peter takes a quick glance at his sheet and he says, all right, you're good. You can go on in. And he points at a little door next to the pearly gates. There's a friar waiting there for him, a Franciscan friar. And he says, all right, let's get you in. And the Franciscan says, what's the deal? These other guys got a huge fanfare and this is all I get? And the friar says to him, well, we've got a million Franciscans in here. It's not every day you see a Jesuit or a Dominican get into heaven.
But there are some Franciscans who get a kick out of telling their Dominican and Jesuit friends that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
To be fair, I did hear it from a Franciscan priest. So
oh, okay. There you go. There you go.
Oh, my goodness, Tom. That was really good. And you hung in there getting all the details. I give you a lot of credit on that one. Way to go, Tom.
Yeah, okay. Way to go. Thank you. I don't mean to interrupt you there, but I do need to give our hats off kudos to the Jesuits, though, because I'm spending, as many of you know, this summer program at the Institute for Priestly Formation.
That's right.
It's a summer spirituality program for, it's called the IPF, Institute for Priestly Formation, and we're on the campus of Creighton University. It's a Jesuit mm-hmm. university. It is a gorgeous campus. They have an amazing church. St. John Church is absolutely just a gorgeous church. So yeah. Kudos to Creighton University here and their great hosting of us for this summer program.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's see if we can squeeze in a couple more. Brenda in Corpus Christi, Texas. You're up next and you're listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Brenda.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm getting ready to go into noon mass and I was afraid I'd have to hang up.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
I am married to an avid fisherman. That's why I love this joke. These two guys were out fishing in a boat not far offshore, and they were having a great day, catching every cast. And after a while, they observed a funeral procession passing by on the road, right on the shore. And one of the fishermen put down his rod, took off his cap, and just stood there until the funeral procession passed. And his buddy said, wow, I'm impressed. That was so respectful of you. And the guy said, well, she was a good woman. We'd have been married 43 years next week.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing. Would you do us a favor, Brenda? You're going into Mass. Would you remember the Take Two family intentions?
Absolutely. I'm going into Sacred Heart Church in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Nice. Very cool. Well, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for that. Thank you for putting a smile on our faces. Wonderful, Brenda. Okay, who our final joke teller today?
Yeah, we're going to go to Alisa. I hope I said that right. In Coppers Cove, Texas. Did I say your name right, Alisa?
Yeah.
Good.
Hi.
Welcome. We got about a minute and a half. Hopefully that'll get your joke in.
Yes, sir. All right. So they're remaking, you know how they're always doing these movie remakes? They're remaking Sister Act, but they're putting a little twist on it like they do with these remakes. They're hiring Bruce Willis as the main lead.
Okay.
Oh, Alisa. Okay, so you are our final joke teller for today for this episode. Guess what? There's a good news. Salvatore and Jeff and the others, we've got Unscripted at the end of the month. We're still giggling and laughing. Everybody did a great job. And in the next 3 months, you can join us and just tell our wonderful call screener that you were on the line trying to tell a joke and the time ran out. So we're sorry about that, but this was fabulous. I think we took like almost, 20 jokes. That's amazing. Plus your joke, my joke. Okay, we got about, that's a lot. That's two dozen
that
jokes.
That is, yeah. Well, that's a lot of laughs that we'll carry with us throughout the day. So thank you, Take Two family. You guys are awesome. And thank you to the show team, as always. Michael McCall is our producer. Pedro Quiles is on social media. Rich Jesse was the call screener today. And you, the Take Two family, you made another one of your shows just great. So way to go.
Absolutely. Tomorrow we're talking about marriage, how grace is very much needed for the marriage to thrive. This is going to be a very important broadcast that we're doing, and we're taking your calls tomorrow, so please mark it on your calendars and make sure you tune in and share it with friends.
All right. Thanks for making it a great... Timothy just emailed in. Tim Mateo, the incense minister was arrested the other day. It was a very thorough thing he did. Many of you will get that. Maybe not. Maybe we can explain that tomorrow.
If you were an altar server, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Till tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day from all of us here at EWTN.